The following segment is a paid commercial program by Lammers Household Services. It's time for Ask the Expert on News Talk 1340 KWLM.
And joining us live is Russ Lammers with Lammers Household Services. Russ, our monthly visit has occurred once again. Here we are in early February, and how are things going with you?
It snuck right up, and we are definitely in February. You know, I saw a kind of a goofy statistic that the Minneapolis St. Paul Airport recorded a new obscure record over the weekend. They dropped 1 degree an hour for 16 hours consecutively, and they're not even sure if there's a column in the record books for such a thing, but they might have just started a trend here. So we are definitely in February. Can have those warm days and those cold days, and here it is once again, and hopefully by the time we meet again, we might be seeing a little grass poking through here and there. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
Beginning of March?
We really have so far been spared the snow in our immediate area here, because a lot of other parts of the state, especially south, have gotten a couple of pretty good old-fashioned, I wouldn't say snow storms, but, where they've been, getting a foot or more at one time, which here has been... if we get an inch or two, we think we've got something.
So. Well, it's too hard to notice, though, with how many people dropping from the flu left and right. I suppose they don't even notice that weather outside. But we've been certainly been blessed lately. We've been spending plenty of time indoors working. We haven't had to bear the elements like some folks have this winter time. And we've been getting just a lot of calls lately about updating the walls of a home, updating I tell you what, we've gotten, I think, about 7 calls this past week alone on removing acoustic or popcorn ceiling texture off of a ceiling. It must just be this time of year where people are spending a lot of time indoors, and maybe they had big ambitions of tackling a project on their own. A lot of times customers have started on it and be like, oh, why? I'm just done. I'm calling someone. So I thought, maybe that'd be a good thing just to touch base on a little bit today. It really is a common hold up on do-it-yourself projects. That's really what it is. It's dealing with your walls or ceilings. It's easy to push off day to day. You almost got to wake up in the morning ready to go with it, because it's often not a one weekend project. If you've got drywall compound or you're making a really big mess in the process, you got to protect everything with plastic and cover things up. And, it's very disruptive to living too. If you go in and say you're going to remove this texture from your ceiling in your living room, and you get everything protected for plastic and you get half of it down, and maybe a little bit of paper starts tearing off, and you got to get the drywall compound from the store, and before you know it, it's Sunday afternoon and you got to go to work. And so your house is a disaster then, while you're all week long, while you're trying to fit it all in. So it's been a very common thing for customers to give us a buzz halfway through it, or even, maybe they did once before and says, I'm not doing that again. Mm-hmm. It's not something that's rocket science. A lot of people are able to do it. It's just a matter of today's lifestyle is such that the time to do such a thing is quite a bit to chew off. So the removing of this popcorn ceiling, is the way a lot of people call it, has been a very common thing lately. It's hard to clean. You can't go up there and scrub it. If it's dirty, you can maybe take a soft duster or a broom to kind of take the dust off. But a lot of times, even then, some falls off. It's not easy to paint. It falls off if you get water damage. So it's not a very popular thing anymore. Back in the day, it was probably popular to put it up for, adding a little dimension to your room. Mm-hmm. It, decreases the echo is, one of its purposes. It kind of, you got these big wide open space, like those big old farmhouses. They had the, big tall ceilings and hard walls everywhere. You snap your fingers in the middle of that room and it just, it echoes. It makes a room feel empty, for lack of a better word. And a lot of times people have used it in the past to cover up imperfections. Mm-hmm. So that's, another thing that ends up is you take the stuff off and now I understand why they put it up here in the first place. so we have to go in there and a lot of times we have to figure out why did the crack even show up in the first place, if that's what it is. Is it a framing issue that's going on? Is the foundation settling? Is there some expansion and contraction going on? Last time I was in, I talked about that energy envelope. It doesn't take very much to have that cold air trickle in and make one area colder than the other, or even just the whole ceiling colder where it contracts and cracks in the corners. Damage due to everyday use too. You got that one corner that the kids take just too fast in the hallway, or maybe it's a laundry room where you hit it with a laundry basket one way every time, or, very common to see those metal corners crack and come loose, or even sometimes when they're building the home, you don't know if they built the home in the dead of winter. Were they doing this drywall repair? It's not uncommon to have a house started in August where they dig the hole and they get it all closed up just in time for the winter, but then they're doing all the taping in the middle of winter time when it's very dry out and the drywall compound doesn't do it starts doing funny things, and then a few years later you got the corners popping off, things like that. It's very easy to just repair a crack. It's very difficult to repair a crack and make sure it doesn't show up 5 years later again. Mm-hmm. So it's an important thing to do a little investigating. Okay, why did that crack show up in the first place? Was it something that was just poor workmanship in the past, or is there something else here? So usually we take a little time to figure out what's going on here. It depends on how you address it then. If it's an expansion joint that, if you're not going to resolve and that's going to keep moving year to year, well, it doesn't make very much sense to put a hard drywall compound in there that is just going to simply re-crack in another year, and you're going to have the same problem all over. So switching to something more flexible that can handle it would certainly make a lot of sense.
Let's see if we have a call for you here, Russ. Good morning. Did you have a call for Russ Lammers?
Yes, I do. For ALS SMG.
I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
Yeah, it was for ALS Radicava.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking we're on a different program right now, so we're not ready for that interview just yet. What time are we scheduled?
10:20 Eastern.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. We're going to have to cancel that. I'm sorry. I was thinking we were doing it later in the hour. So.
Well, is there any way we can reschedule? Or?
Yeah, can you do it like at 40 or 50 past? Would you have an opening?
At 40 or 50. I have a 5-minute opening at 55.
Okay, let's do that then, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Yep. That's another interview on ALS that I was thinking was scheduled for 9:50, but apparently they said 9:20. So,
well, that's just kind of like the calls you get from someone saying that there's a problem with your credit card account or something
yes.
like that. You never opened in the first place.
Yeah.
So you get the calls all the time for that now.
Yeah,
robots talking on the other end.
It's not a pleasant thing. And so far, I haven't gotten many on my cell phone, but they say that could change, as apparently now... we're going to start getting flooded with more on those.
That's awful, especially as a business owner. If you advertise your phone number, those robot dialers will find you and they will just keep going at it. if I had a solution for that, I'd be a rich man, I think. But what do you do? I'm stuck in the meantime just taking care of everyday business. So,
well, let's get back to what you were talking about, Russ.
Sure, that's fine.
But, I just wanted to take that in case there was somebody with a question on.
No problem.
Home issues, but
no problem. Well, so what I was talking about is this, this acoustic ceiling texture, this popcorn ceiling texture. It's not uncommon that we come in there and people want it removed and it's never been painted. It's not uncommon for builders to apply it to the freshly built ceiling, and it's a finished product all in one shot.
Mm-hmm.
No paint is applied or anything like that. So that product is very easily removed. If it ever has been painted, that's a whole nother ball of wax. And so that's something that, check on when we come in to look at it. The reason I bring that up is if it ever has had water damage before, there's a very often people will say, I was getting a new roof put on, or it was something that I was only meaning to do, or whatever caused that damage in the begin with. If it's never been painted, we can in fact fix a little area. It can be a size of a dinner plate or smaller, or it can be the size of your whole dining room table. Usually we can get that to virtually disappear. You know, it doesn't even, we can remove that texture, blend it back in. Those can usually disappear without removing the entire ceiling. Now, if it's been painted previously, we put it back up and then we have to paint your whole ceiling again too, which is a little more extensive. But things like that do occur quite a bit with water damage, just spot repair, not necessarily removing the whole ceiling. But it is very susceptible to water damage. Or another common thing that we find too is very popular. The stuff was put up in the 70s and 80s. And when people remodel their kitchen, it's about time that people are done with those dark brown cabinets that they have hanging everywhere. And they have either a soffit where the kitchen cabinets are hanging off of, or the cabinets go all the way to the ceiling. And they're mounted to the ceiling. Well, they want to open up the space. They want to make that space look bigger. So they've got their contractor lined up for the cabinets. They ripped them all out. And, well, they didn't, you know, find out that, okay, well, we need to patch the ceiling up here. Mm-hmm. And so that's a very common thing, too, that we get called for, is that we got this big square now in the middle of this great big wide open room. And, of course, ceilings, if you have a tiny little speck of anything, not perfect, it shows. So that's something we have to deal with very carefully. And so it's something we see often, and it's something we are ready to handle. It's very nice to work indoors this time of year, like I said before. So that ends up being a good chunk of it. I'm very happy that popcorn ceilings exist. It's given us a lot of work over the years. But, you know, beyond that, there's a lot of other problems that you know, that arise with finishing off these walls. You know, we got a customer with a stairwell that they had started, you know, a year and a half ago, and it's tall. It takes a weird ladder. Mm-hmm. They didn't feel comfortable getting in that dangerous situation to paint the walls and the ceilings in there. So we're going to be coming in, hopefully, addressing that project later on. You know, there's also some times where we've been asked to, like, what products do we use? You know, that in the past, I think I've talked a little bit about paint films and how they can, you know, differ from one to the other. If you've got a great plaster wall that was built many years ago, very hard surface, you know, you can use a harder paint on there that is more scrubbable and holds up a little better. Many of our paints nowadays are much softer. If you had a sheet of it and you kind of pull it, it's got a little stretch to it. That's because of our drywall is softer too. I mean, if you took your fingernail and you could make a dent in a modern drywall wall, well, that paint has to be able to flex with that drywall in order to handle that. Whereas, your wood trim, your kitchen cabinets, things like that, much harder surface, you can put a much harder paint on there. The harder paints don't tend to get so sticky, and you get a little better scrubability out of it. Also, nice smoother finish. So switching up your paint based upon your substrate is something to keep in mind. Also, common failures that happen is people don't think about adhesion. You know, the paint's got to stick to what you're putting it on. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the proper primers and the proper paint will definitely, you know, leaps and bounds give you a better product in the end. It's not always what's on sale at the store that is what you need to be looking at. And I know that the back of the can say all kinds of things. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. That's one of the advantages of doing this for, you know, 15 years. You can say, well, in this case, I did this 10 years ago, and I went back to the customer's house, and it's still holding up fine. So I can say with confidence that this product can last for 10 years. Whereas other times, you say, well, yeah, we use this product, and a year and a half later, this bad thing started happening. So having some history to go back on with which products work best in which situations is usually something that we like, you know, giving that information off to the customer. In the end, we'll use whatever product they want, but you know, because
be forewarned, if you insist on something that you've had a bad experience with, well, you'll let them know, right?
That's kind of one of the things I, you know, even if it's talking myself out of working sometimes, I have had customers come in and say, I want you to, you know, whatever it may be, maybe it's you know, ripping something out that they're done with seeing or something like that. And I'll think about, okay, you know, I can see what they're trying to get at, but often what their goal isn't ripping it out. Maybe they just want to change something. And so it's not uncommon for me to come over and meet with the customer, and they maybe have $5,000 worth of work to do, and I talk them out of $3,000 of it. And, you know, I do talk myself out of work by doing that, but it also is a situation where it's just the right thing to do and and not take advantage of that situation. So, you know, if you've got something you'd like to just chat about, you know, you can always call or text me. I do my best. I'm the secretary and the project manager and all the good stuff wrapped into one. So I do my best to answer every phone call and text message that I get. Sometimes they get a lot in one day and I'm not able to get to them all until the next day or something, but, give me a call. 320 is the area code in the area, local one, 295-2969. That's 320-295-2969. You can always email me, at russell@lammershouseholdservices.com. Quite a mouthful. So you just make sure you got a big notepad there. Russell with two L's at lammershouseholdservices.com.
Okay. And as far as, you know, if it's a job that you've had experience with, Russell, and you can recommend, you know, somebody else that maybe that is their expertise or area of expertise, you're willing to pass that along, too, to people.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't carry any special relationships with any one person, but I love sharing my experience. One of my favorite things is to come in after another contractor's been there and see they, you know, they did something really good. And I make sure and pass that on to the next person and say, hey, I was in so-and-so's house and they had this contractor in there doing this work and, you know, it was really top-notch. In fact, I don't even think I could do as good as they can. So I think you should really give them a call in that situation. So it's just, in the end, the customers gets a lot of trust built out of that situation. And, you know, they'll give me a call, maybe something that I'm better at later on. But that's something that, you know, other contractors out there listening, you know, when you do a good job, people notice. So I appreciate seeing that.
And that's your best advertising, I imagine, too, is to have, you know, some jobs that are well done and get some satisfied people then.
Absolutely. You know, when a customer has a good experience, you know, I tell my guys all the time, it's not just about the work that you do, it's the experience the customer has. And so there's extra things that you got to do in the mindset. Things as little as putting your leftover trash in the customer's garbage is something that, you know, we try to avoid, make sure we haul all of ours out. You know, little things like that add up. And so it's something that I notice when other people do things right, that sure shines a lot. So that's something to keep an eye out for. But I appreciate the time you had with me today, I hope that, you know, if you get your next meeting figured out, scheduled, hopefully she's got the time right now.
Well, I think we're going to be talking with an expert on, he's a neurologist, on ALS, which, of course, is no fun at all when you happen to be diagnosed with that. So,
My goodness, yeah, I wouldn't even know how terrible that is.
So, Russ, repeat your phone number again and give us that website one more time.
You bet. It's 320-295-2969, and you can check us out online at lammershouseholdservices.com.
All right, my pleasure. Take care, and we'll see you in March.
You bet. Take care.
Welcome to Cardinal Country.